That's the sound of Yola there and Dancing Away in Tears. You're listening to East Point Radio. It's 17 minutes past 11, and I'm very pleased to say that I'm hoping that on the line now is going to be Genevieve Christie, who's the CEO of the First Light Festival in Suffolk, and it's all part of our series
Anglia
in Focus.
So good morning to you, Genevieve.
Good morning, Mark. Hi.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm very well, thank you.
Now, the First Light Festival, I know that there's quite a lot of information being released fairly recently with respect to the festival for this year. And tell us a little bit about the background of the First Light Festival.
Well, First Light Festival started in 2019. We had our first festival on the beach in Lowestoft, really with the idea of, you know, shining a light on Lowestoft itself, and also on the wonderful kind of talent of the region, to be part of the kind of, you know, cultural life of the region, perhaps more than it had been for a while. So that was our kind of driver, really. And then, of course, we had COVID, like everybody,
yes.
2020, 2021. And then we came back last year with a full festival, and we're thrilled this year again to be, you know, putting on this big festival on the beach in the middle of June.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely fantastic. It brings everybody together, doesn't it? And of course, it's a free event as well, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. It's what we call a free access festival. We have, you know, many, many events, all free. We also do have a few ticketed elements as well. So if you wanted to come and camp on the beach, I think we're the only festival where you can actually lie, you know, camp on the beach, wild camp as we call it. That is, of course, ticketed. And then we have some events late at night, which are going to be in festival venues very near to the beach, and those are ticketed. But apart from that, everything is free.
Yeah, it sounds great. Now, is it at this stage, I know we're just into April, literally, is it too late for other people to get involved in the festival?
Our main program is up. If you're a trader or a maker or a producer, go onto our website, and I think there's an info at link, and do register. We can't do it this year, we'd be really keen to make contact for next year, so please do that.
Okay, that sounds good. Now, I know you've got some award-winning artists actually going to be appearing, and one of them, I'll just name drop here, DJ Paulette is among the big-name artists taking to the stage, I understand.
Yes, we've got a bit of a kind of Manchester groove going on this year, which is quite exciting. DJ Paulette hails from the sort of Hacienda, Factory Records kind of world of Manchester, as does our other headline DJ called Luke Una. So they're both from that kind of stable of pretty cool DJs, I would say. So yeah, we're very excited to have both of them, DJ Paulette on the Sunday and Luke on Saturday evening.
Now, I'd imagine there's going to be a lot of people suddenly descend on Lowestoft, which is great news for the town, isn't it?
Yes, I think it kind of helps put the town on a sort of cultural map, certainly, and I hope it boosts trade and, you know, sort of economic vitality for the town in lots of ways. We're really keen for people to come into Lowestoft, to have a look around, to use the facilities and shops and pubs and, you know, restaurants that are there, particularly along the seafront, but also to go and explore the town, actually. Although, you know, not all of it is in kind of a brand new sparkling condition on the old high street. It's an absolutely beautiful example of some amazing buildings. So we do hope people will go and have a look and discover more.
It certainly is a wonderful place to come and visit. As I say, I know Lowestoft very, very well, and I've been there many, many times and thoroughly enjoy coming down there to the seafront and everything else. Now, can we give out some contact details, first of all, for people wanting to find out more about the First Light Festival in Lowestoft this year?
Yes, well, the festival's going to be, first of all, it's going to be on the 17th and 18th of June, and it's on South Beach and Kensington Gardens and the Proms. If you go onto our website, which is firstlightlowestoft.com, you'll find all sorts of information, including how to volunteer. If anyone's keen to get involved in that way, we'd love to hear from you. If you want to look at Facebook or Twitter, again, it's First Light Lowestoft, and you'll find a lot of information on there as well.
Okay. Now, I know it's very much a family-friendly event, and you're also going to have a dedicated kids zone, I understand, with storytelling, art and interactive activities to keep the little ones entertained. What a great idea.
Yes, we are. That's our lovely Cosmic Pirate Zone, as we call it. And we're working with Suffolk Libraries on some fantastic storytelling and some performances for little ones. And also we'll be running free workshops as well, and we'll have other things for them to do too. We're also having a parade this year, which is starting in the town, and we're encouraging people to either come along and see that or be part of that as well. We are already working with many schools in the town so that youngsters can be part of that parade too, which should be fun.
Sounds good. Now, you mentioned Suffolk Libraries there. They've been on this programme actually many times, and they're a very entrepreneurial organisation, so I'm sure that you'll enjoy your association with them.
Absolutely, yes. They've got a new storyteller in residence, I think, who will be starting fairly soon. And the storyteller in residence is someone that we're looking forward to welcoming to the festival as part of what they're doing.
Now, the festival kicks off, as you mentioned, at noon, literally, on June the 17th, and will come to a close on Sunday at 4 p.m. Now, there's also going to be a dawn sunrise programme, I understand, of arts, and this is planned from 3:30 a.m, yes, and there will also be a free communal feast to enjoy. That sounds a great idea.
That's right, yes, well... In 2019, it was absolutely magical. We were able to have the dawn celebration. And last year, the weather, sadly, I don't know if you remember, but the weather kind of meant that it was something that we couldn't actually do in the end. But we're really hopeful that this year we'll all be on the beach at dawn. We've got a lovely new piece of dance and music by some Suffolk young women, a dancer and a composer and performer, who have gone on to sort of international careers, but they're coming to make this new piece for dawn. We've got music and, yes, a sort of fish feast as well, so it should be lovely.
Yeah, I can imagine it being absolutely wonderful. I always call it the Gold Coast, actually, of the UK, round by Lowestoft, because the sun rising and everything else across the sea then, it's absolutely wonderful, isn't it?
It is. It's quite magical, really, and that sort of light that leads up to that moment when the sun rises as well is very special, I think. Yeah.
Now, you mentioned earlier on that visitors can also choose to camp right on the beach. What a wonderful atmosphere, you know, with the sea in the background and lots of sunshine, which I'm sure is going to happen, and enabling everybody to enjoy the full experience of the festival's coastal location.
Yes, it is really special. I think it's a wonderful sort of festival community. It's a kind of experience in itself. We also have a camper van pitch, which is just sort of a little bit elevated above the beach. And that's also a great place to, you know, to make camp. So, again, information about that on the website, but it is a great part of the festival.
Sounds wonderful. Now, we mentioned some of the artists earlier on. Now, on the comedy and spoken word stage, you're going to have some renowned reggae poets and musician Linton Kwesi, I understand.
Yes, we've got Linton Kwesi Johnson. He's a wonderful, incredibly well-known poet, reggae artist, institution, really, and we're really delighted that he's going to come. He's going to be in conversation, talking a little bit about, I think, his sort of wider life and work, and then he's going to give a poetry performance for us as well. So I think that will be a great event.
I think, as you were saying, there's something for everybody, certainly this year at the First Light Festival in Lowestoft. So literally from sundown to sunset, as we've been saying, there's going to be lots to see and to do for the revellers to help mark the summer solstice.
Yes, absolutely, there will. I think there'll be something for everyone.
It sounds a wonderful event, and I know that it's going to be a huge success. And I'm going to ask you again for those contact details for people wanting to find out more, literally, about the First Light Festival taking place on the 17th and 18th of June this year. So can you give us those details again?
Yes, so the website, probably the best place, is firstlightlowestoft.com. And very similar, Facebook and Twitter, First Light Lowestoft.
I wish you every success, Genevieve. I'm sure it's going to be a wonderful event for yourself and everybody who's going to be associated with the First Light Festival. I wish you every success, and I look forward to coming down there myself.
Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you.
That's absolutely great. Thank you very much, Genevieve, for joining us here on East Point Radio this morning. That was Genevieve Christie there, who's the CEO of the First Light Festival, which is going to be taking place on in June, as I was saying, on the 17th and 18th. So it's across a weekend. Sounds a great event. And remember, the event itself is free. Falling into you.